This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to dive into, from the NBA to college basketball, college football. Obviously, the NFL, we all know it's king here on Sundays as we come to you live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Got to welcome in my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. It's always good to talk sports on a Sunday morning, and there's a lot to talk about today, so let's get rolling.
Yeah, I don't know if you happened to catch that UFC fight last night. Was on Fox Sports 1. It was pretty impressive, pretty awesome stuff, to be honest with you. I saw a guy get knocked out literally at the buzzer of the fifth round. So amazing stuff, man. Just incredible. A lot to get into. You can get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. On the other side, we are going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll get the skinny on what's going on in hockey real quickly from him. So keep it close, everybody. A lot to dive into. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses. PondHop.
Now to high and deep for Svechnikov. Jan Ruda got in the way. Walmart in the slot. Martin, a good stop. And the rebound scores! Andrei Svechnikov in desperation goes down. He gets to it. He'll sweep a little backhander along the ice, and the Canes are off and running.
Voracek to Giroux. Back to Voracek. Cutting to the middle. Voracek, a shot! Oh, what a save by Kemper as he flashed the pad out. Flyers trying to get the puck back, and Voracek has it. Voracek cutting toward the net. Off to Gossenberg. He scores! A ghostly game winner! Flyers 5-4 victors!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Gotta love the sound of NHL hockey when the light is lit in the lamp and goes off and just everybody's going wild and crazy and just having a blast. Man, oh man, just thinking about last season for those Vegas nights, and this season obviously hasn't been the same. We gotta welcome in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada, so it makes sense we're going to talk some hockey with him today. Good morning, John. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, and now you. Thanks for joining us, as always, John.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. Good morning. I hope you two are doing well.
Can't complain. You know, I did start by saying it was interesting, you know, last season with what happened with the Golden Knights, and it's probably not that surprising that they're having what we would call a major sophomore slump. You know, right now, just 15 points. With that being said, that's what the Coyotes have. And definitely on the outside looking in as far as the playoffs go right now. So do you see the Vegas Knights making a charge? Was that a one-hit wonder? Are they really not that great of a team? A lot of questions to ask you, but let's start there, John.
Well, I think it was probably a combination of all of those factors, Andy. Yes, do I think they can get that back into it? I certainly do. I believe in that division right now that Vancouver is performing above its head. They're sitting fairly well up, but they have a -2 goal differential, which is not usually what translates into a postseason hockey or a postseason play in any sport. I think that the cobwebs are going to have to come off the Vegas Golden Knights at some point in time. I think every team that plays above its head one season has a slight regression the next season, and obviously the Vegas Golden Knights would be a prime candidate for that. Is the bloom off the rose? No, I don't think it is. But are they likely to be first or second in that division? I don't think that's likely to happen this year. I think they'll get a little bit of a dose of reality. But, you know, we're 17 games or so into an 82-game season, so lots of time to catch up. I don't see them out of it yet, but do I see them coming to the heights that they got to last year? No, I don't think they'll get there.
What's changed, just out of curiosity? Is it just the first year there was just so much excitement and, you know, everyone was fired up every single night? Is it not the same type of atmosphere? What's the difference in your opinion?
Well, that's a very good question. I think part of it is that, you know, they all had something to, all of the players and even the coach and the general manager had something to prove last year, in that they were all playing for a team that wanted them and playing against teams that did not want them. Hence, that's why they were available. I think they also played on the emotion of a first-year team. I think they played on the emotion of being the first major sports team in their city. And I think they also played on the emotion of the tragedy in Vegas shortly before the season began. I think that sort of brought them together a little bit more. So my guess, and, you know, here I am sitting a couple of thousand miles away, my guess would be that it's a combination of those things, Andy.
Hey, John, Mike here. Just, you know, I got a couple of friends that are big hockey fans, and they're big Vancouver Canuck fans, and they're done. And what, I don't know, lack of a better question, what has got into the Canucks to get them to 10-6, leading the Pacific, and kind of the same thing with Calgary? I mean, Calgary's right there at 10-6 with them. This seems like my buddies are a bit surprised with the Canucks.
Well, dealing with Calgary first, they're not as big a surprise to me as Vancouver are. Calgary was always a solid team. If they could get some solid, consistent goaltending, I think they could be an even better team. But they've improved themselves over the summer, and with the hiring of Bill Peters, they have a top-notch coach. Vancouver's a different story. At 10-6-2, I'm surprised that they're playing that well. But, you know, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, they're at -2. They've scored 60 goals and given up 62, and that's generally not the type of material we look for in good quality postseason teams. So my feeling is that they're going to come back to the pack quite a bit, Mike.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us here, breaking down the NHL, at least the current status of the NHL. And as we know, things always change from week to week, but maybe not so much in the NHL as it is like for Major League Baseball, when you had the Brewers, the Cubs, and the race that they had throughout the season, up and down like a roller coaster. But with that being said, who are some of the teams that we should definitely keep our eye on this year, John?
Well, obviously the Nashville Predators come to mind. Very good team for the last couple of years. Currently leading the NHL in points with 26, an amazing 8-0-0 on the road, which is obviously the sign of a good team. Leading the league in goals against, only giving up 35 goals in 16 games. We all know that defense is very important in winning championships. So their goal difference is plus 21. They've got a lot of things going for them. Tampa Bay, of course, continues to play well, has shown very well the last two or three seasons, currently leading the East, second overall. There's always a few teams that sort of come out of the woodwork. I don't see the Washington Capitals sitting lower half of the table as they are currently after 15 games at 7-5-3. I don't see Pittsburgh sitting lower half of the table at 7-5-3. Those would be the teams that I would expect to get back into it. I guess you can include San Jose in that comment as well at 8-6-3. I don't see them sitting that low. I don't see Winnipeg sitting that low. So those would be my four or five teams that are currently not playing all that well, but are very likely to get back into it quite soon.
You didn't mention the Minnesota Wild. Oh, hey, sorry. Let me get this in there real quickly, Mike, and then you can go. Hey, you didn't mention the Minnesota Wild. They're undefeated at home. They do have a couple of ties at home, but 5-0-2 at home. How major of a home field ice advantage is it for them, at least at this point? And how much of a factor do you see the Wild being this season?
Well, they're a very interesting story. I'm not sure that home ice advantage is generally such a big thing for the Wild. nothing unusual about the rink, nothing unusual about the altitude in which they play. They'd be very much middle of the road in terms of home ice advantage. They've come out of the gate a lot quicker than most of us thought. Quite frankly, when they made some changes last year in the front office, I thought that was a sign that they were trying to go into a different direction and that there was a major rebuilding job there. But clearly, you know, 16 games into the season, not quite 25% of the season completed, they've perhaps been the most surprising team to me in terms of where they are sitting at the moment. I can kind of see them coming back to the pack because I don't think St. Louis and Winnipeg are going to be as slow throughout the rest of the season as they have been so far. But Minnesota would certainly be a very good playoff candidate at this point.
Interesting. Hey, Mike, go ahead. Fire away your last question for John.
No, I was just going to ask real quick. You know, we talk about teams and who to look for and maybe who's on, you know, who's not doing well. But who are some of the young players that we should keep our eye on this year?
Well, I think in my mind, the one that we really need to keep an eye on is this kid Pettersson. He's a Swede. We always thought his name was Pettersson, but he seems to want to be known as Pettersson over here in North America. This kid has got some unbelievable talent. My biggest concern for him would be keeping him healthy. He's already been the target of a couple of nasty hits, one of which ended in a suspension for one of the Florida Panther defensemen. He would be the guy that really jumps out for me. But, you know, there's good rookies all over the league, and it's become a very much younger league in the last few years. So we're now at the point where some of the better players in the league are, in fact, younger players. So very much a youth movement going on in the NHL. That's why the game is so much faster. That's why the reaction time is so much quicker. I think there's a lot of them out there, but if you were going to ask me to pick one, Pettersson or Pettersson would be the one that stood out, Mike.
John, great stuff as always. We appreciate you taking time out with us. Can't wait to talk to you next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Have a good week, and look forward to chatting next Sunday.
Great stuff. John Polt, our professor of sports, breaking down what's happening in the NHL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf. We'll be back. We're going to get into some college football, some NBA, some college basketball, you name it. We got you covered. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Got it to the back, England. Across now to Theodore. But off the stick of Smith-Pelly. Couldn't get it by Theodore. Theodore moving on with it now. Through one around the score!
Up high, Ryan Murray. Saucers a pass for Atkinson. Scores! Jackets win in overtime. Atkinson off the bench. And the Blue Jackets win their eighth in a row, handing the Bruins their first loss in eight home starts.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
State is ready. First down 10 at its own 49, down 27-23. Dropping is Finley. Last play of the game. Steps into it and lets it fly deep downfield toward the end zone. Intercepted by the Deeks. Intercepted Scotty Washington. He slides down and the football game is over. Wake Forest comes from 10 down on the road at Carter Finley Stadium.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf alongside Mike Wilson. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into. Just got done talking some NHL hockey. And for those of you that don't really pay attention to it, John Poulter, our professor of sports, is hands down fantastic when it comes to talking NHL hockey. Very good at Major League Baseball, too. So those are the two things that we talked to him about. And today, obviously, a lot of NHL with him. But going to get into some college football, Mike Wilson. And once again, more upsets in the top 25. You had NC State going down at home to Wake Forest. That was probably a relatively big surprise there. Wake Forest hasn't been that great. Syracuse rolled past Louisville, and a lot of people thought that might be a tough game for them, but I don't know why. Louisville isn't very good, so not too surprised. Boise State does beat Fresno State. Alabama beats Mississippi really bad. Mississippi State, that is, really badly, 24-0. Clemson beats up on Boston College, 27-7. Notre Dame looked pretty good against Florida State as they crushed them 42-13. Michigan, another big impressive win for them, Mike Wilson, 42-7. That defense, pretty stout, if you will. And then Georgia beating up on Auburn, 27-10. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, what a football game, man. I don't know if you happen to catch that one, Mike, but you want to talk about up and down, you want to talk about going back and forth. That's what these two teams did to a total of 48-47. Oklahoma slips by Oklahoma State. LSU beats Arkansas. Washington State, they started out slow, a little shaky against Colorado, but then all of a sudden they put it together and they rolled 31-7. I was looking at the next game I'm going to talk about, which is West Virginia, who won 47-10. That's a pretty good football team. Ohio State 26-6 over Michigan State. I don't know what Michigan State, just their offense is questionable at times, Mike, to say the least. Tennessee beats Kentucky, a team that we're not used to seeing being in the top 25, but they've been playing pretty well this season. Had a couple of weeks where they've, you know, kind of let their foot off the pedal a little bit, and Kentucky goes down to Tennessee, 24-7 as they did hit number 11 in the country. So relatively impressive for Kentucky. Florida beats South Carolina 35-31. UCF beats Navy 35-24. Navy always gives people trouble, Mike Wilson, because they're just so tough to play on the offensive side of the ball with the way that they do things. Texas Tech, that was another great football game. I'm not sure if you caught that one, but Texas does hang on 41-34 to get that done over Texas Tech, who was definitely up for the challenge. Just didn't have enough, to get over that Texas hump. Penn State 22-10 over Wisconsin. My Badgers go down. Not surprised, man. They had such high hopes, and wow, that all got crushed by BYU pretty early in the season, didn't it, Mike Wilson? Notre Dame. Or I'm sorry. Northwestern 14-10 over Iowa, who, got themselves in the top 25, but they lost. Iowa State rounding out the top 25 does beat Baylor. So another interesting day in college football, Mike Wilson.
It was another interesting day in college football. And let's keep in mind now that Alabama has yet to be scored on the last 2 weeks. I think they have a combined score of like 53-0. Mm-hmm. So once again, proving it's Alabama and everybody else. I mean, the one team that I think, and I'm not saying that they're going to beat them, but the one team that can match up fairly well with them is Clemson. Clemson's defense is legit. Those four defensive linemen that they got will be playing in the NFL and could be, they will be first round draft picks when they come out. But Alabama is once again showing why they are the cream of the crop.
Well, they're in a class of their own. We all know that. Nobody can hang with Alabama unless Alabama somehow doesn't have their A game. But with that being said, man, I just think they're a shoo-in to win this thing, and if they don't win, I think we'll all be pretty damn surprised. With that being said, who's in your top four right now, Mike Wilson?
I'd probably go obviously Alabama, Clemson. You got to put Notre Dame in there. They're undefeated, and for me, it's Michigan. I like Michigan's defense. Their offense is, I don't know if you put them up against Alabama, how successful they're going to be. But that defense for Michigan is legitimate. I'd go Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. I think that's the way they have it anyways in their top four. So I got nothing to gripe about with that.
And then Washington State kind of on the outside looking in. Obviously LSU on the outside looking in. Oklahoma right on the outside looking in. Georgia looking in as well from the outside, at least right now. Out of those teams, who do you like the most to potentially get themselves in the national title hunt or race?
Ooh, man. I mean, my Pac-12 heart says Washington State. But you got to be realistic about this. Washington State's a good club. I've seen them live. They got that offense with that quarterback Minshew that is, he's just tearing it up.
Yeah.
But then, look, Georgia, come on. You're going to see how good Georgia maybe is when they get to the SEC championship against Alabama. That'll kind of work its way out there. LSU, that's another big win for them, man. I mean, the only thing that LSU has going against them is they got two losses. To crack that top four, LSU's going to need some help from, Michigan's going to have to lose to maybe Ohio State. Notre Dame's going to have to go down at some point for LSU to have a chance at squeaking in, and Georgia's going to have to lose again. And then you're going to have a debate. If Georgia loses again, then they got two losses. And if LSU wins out the rest of the year, they have two losses. So who do you put in between Georgia and LSU? Their head-to-head is probably – their head-to-head matchup in terms of who they play the same is going to be Alabama. So you got to see how each team kind of stacks up against the Tide. But that's a tough question right now because there's just a lot of variables. that can happen in these last couple weeks of the season.
Absolutely. And then obviously you have the championship games too that'll be coming up. So, right. Hey, let me ask you this. You were at the game, Arizona State Sun Devils, get a victory over UCLA. It was tough. It was hard fought. You know, UCLA didn't back down. Let's be honest that they haven't been very good all season, but Chip Kelly had those guys ready to play, didn't he?
Yeah, Chip did. And, you know, you look at what UCLA has, and they don't have Chip guys. I mean, there's a lot of people criticizing Chip and these people I just kind of look at with a confused face because Chip's, what, 9 games in to his inaugural season at UCLA, and he doesn't have his guys yet. And I think what they showed me yesterday is that once Chip gets his guys and the offense that they're running, UCLA is going to be a problem in another year or two because – I think Chip is going to do, he's going to try and replicate what he did at Oregon. He's recruiting a lot of guys at the high school level that are just, they're track fast. They're track guys, they're football guys. That quarterback yesterday, Wilton Spike, he was at one point, he was 20 of 24 for about 300 yards. He finished with 335 yards. His accuracy went down a little bit, but they were trying to play catch up. So he's trying to throw deep balls that are not getting caught. But UCLA total yards, they put 439 yards on the board against Herm Edwards in that Arizona State defense. And ASU, to their credit, you know, they made the plays when they had to, you know, and Danny Wilkins had a,
all right, let me take us out of here, Mike. Keep that thought. Anyways, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Thomas comes up to the 1 yard line and he'll return it. Up the right hash, breaks to the left, got some room. He has got room to the 30, the 40, breaks the tackle there. He could go the distance. Avery Thomas to the 25, the 15, the 10. Avery Thomas, 99 yards, touchdown Michigan.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I still like both guys. I think both guys are good players. I think both guys can help our team. All right, so why do you continually try to get me to say something that doesn't respect one of them? I'm not going to, so quit asking.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. You can conversate with us at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, we've talked a little college football. We've talked a little NHL hockey with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Now I want to switch gears once again for the next 20 minutes or so before we shift gears completely and talk NFL football, which is all hour number two. So all you people that are checking us out on Facebook Live, I know you enjoy talking NFL football. I know you enjoy just listening to us. But in general, that's kind of the skinny. That's what's going on. That's what we've got coming up for you, a little NBA, maybe even some college basketball in the mix here. This will be the free-for-all 20 minutes or so, and then we shift gears, and we will be talking a lot of NFL football. But, hey, man, I got to just tell you, obviously, it's been an interesting NBA season so far where we've had – the Toronto Raptors just get out of the gates like they're not missing a beat, and there's no change from DeMar DeRozan to Kawhi Leonard. It's been a very, very easy transition. Let's be honest. They're 12-1. They've won six straight. They're playing fantastic, and to be honest with you, there are nights that they've given Kawhi Leonard off, and he hasn't even played, and they still won without him. So Toronto is alive and well and a very good basketball team. With that being said, the Golden State Warriors are also shredding it, but not like the Toronto Raptors, who have a record of 12-1. The Golden State Warriors are 11-2. And, you know, I think we expect them to just shred the NBA, but I'll tell you what, there's some good teams, and the Raptors are one of them. The Warriors are one of them. The Milwaukee Bucks are another one of them, to be honest with you, Mike Wilson. And then, you know, Portland, Denver, do you believe in those teams? I think Portland's pretty good. I know they can win a lot of regular season games, but doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that they're going to win in the playoffs. So what's your take on the early NBA and the Boston Celtics? I didn't mention them, and I know that's your team, but they're in the middle of the pack right now at 7-5. They've definitely gotten out of the gate slow. I don't know if that's Hayward coming back and them just trying to figure out how to, you know, use all the weapons they have or what's going on exactly there. But I would say that the NBA is somewhat interesting, at least at this point, Mike Wilson.
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting. And the Raptors are the real deal, man. Like you said, they're 12-1. And I'll tell you what, the Bucks, I don't know if there's anybody in the league that can stop your main man, Giannis. I think Giannis, if I had to, you know, vote for MVP of the NBA right now, I'd put Giannis at the top of my list in terms of MVP candidates. And overall, dude, your Bucks, they're playing really good basketball. I mean, they have a home game. They're about, you know, lights out at home. In terms of their play, Toronto's lights out at home. They've been lights out on the road so far. It's going to be interesting to see how Philly progresses now with trading for Jimmy B. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how Butler fits in with Embiid and everybody else there. The Celtics, you know, hey, the other night I went to see the Celtics play the Suns, and it was, shall we say, for about 3.5 quarters, very frustrating to watch. They were missing wide open shots. They're missing lay-ins. They're turning the ball over. And then, you know, the Suns showed us who they really are and just choked everything away, and Boston comes back to win in overtime. But I think in Boston, they're still trying to figure this thing out because, you know, you bring two all-stars back in Kyrie and Hayward. You know, where does the ball go? Who's starting with who? I don't know if Stevens has found that combination of guys that he can rely on yet with Hayward back and Kyrie. I think Kyrie and Hayward are just slowly getting their NBA legs back, and especially Hayward, you know, especially since he missed the whole year. But, you know, you go out west and it's Golden State and kind of everybody else. I mean, San Antonio's leading their division at 7-4, Portland's 9-3. They play Boston tonight. So that'll be an interesting game in Portland with the Celtics. Denver, what are your thoughts on Denver, man? Like, because they're playing some good ball. They're 9-3, but I don't know how much I trust Denver. I mean, what are your thoughts there?
I definitely don't trust Denver. Look, they are playing great. They're going to win a lot of games. I think they win 50-plus games this year, and they definitely make the playoffs. But, again, it's how you match up with the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference. And to be quite honest with you, I don't see many teams matching up very well with them. You brought up a couple of interesting things, and I want to hit on a couple of them. First and foremost, the MVP thing with Giannis. I agree with you, and it's almost shocking because I don't think that Giannis is anywhere near his full potential. I think that the guy really, really needs to work on his outside jumper. If he can develop that, you know, you're talking about him being unstoppable. That's when he becomes unstoppable. Right now, if you can force him out of the paint, if you can force him to beat you by taking a jump shot, you can definitely shut Giannis Antetokounmpo down, at least in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson, from what I've seen. But with that being said, it's almost impossible to not let this guy get to the basket. So right now, I think that what he's doing very well is he's taking advantage of what his best strength is, and that is his first step. He gets to the basket quicker than anybody that I've seen in a long, long time in the NBA, and he can do it with one or two steps from basically the top of the key. So if the guy works on his jump shot, if he perfects that, if he could be, you know, like three-fourths of what Kevin Durant is from shooting the ball, then this guy is the best player in the league, hands down, and there's nobody that can stop him. But until he works on that jumper, there's definitely ways to stop Giannis Antetokounmpo if you're playing defense on the guy. But what he does on the defensive side, what he does on the glass, what he does with getting in the passing lanes, his IQ for the game is extremely high, Mike Wilson. But again, it's amazing to me that he is as great as he is without having a pure or close to a pure jump shot. So if he works on that, definitely unstoppable. But until then, ways to shut the guy down if you don't let him get into the paint. But again, very difficult because he can get there so quickly.
Yeah, and absolutely agree. I mean, he can get to the hoop in one step. I mean,
yeah.
It's like he takes that one step, and he's so long. I mean, what his wingspan's like, what, 8 feet or whatever it is? I mean, he looks like Drexler going to the rim with that extended arm out there. So I do agree with you. I mean, if you're going to try and shut him down, you just let him shoot jump shots all day long. But let me touch on something that's going to have some bearing in the NBA.
Yeah.
In June, you know, we had Kentucky and Duke, you know, mm-hmm. battle it out. Well, it really wasn't a battle early in the week. And that Duke team with Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett, are you kidding me? Like, they made Kentucky look pedestrian. And what are your thoughts on Duke and those four freshmen that they got as far as NBA players?
I think Duke and Mike Krzyzewski is taking a page out of Coach Calipari and what he does there at Kentucky so well. I mean, you know, this is not something that Krzyzewski does a lot, because he likes guys that are going to be around for a while. And he's got a bunch of guys now that are going to be one and doneers. And it's interesting when you hear the comparisons, you know, now people are comparing, you know, him to LeBron James, whereas, you know, before we would compare him to guys like Michael and Magic and this and that and the other. And it's, right. It's interesting. So, cause I did hear Steve Kerr make that comparison the other day. And look, man, I think it's really tough. You just go out there and you try to play the game the best way that you know how. And I don't think anybody's necessarily trying to be somebody else. I think you watch people and you try to take a little piece of their game and you try to make it your own. And this kid's fantastic. You know, he's a lefty. He's tough to guard. You know, he's strong. He's physical. I think Coach K has done a really, really good job with the way that he has gotten these players to buy into what he's selling. But I think college basketball is going to be a lot of fun. Kansas is really good too, Mike. And, you know, they're a team that is always like right there, but for some reason or another, they choke, man. They choke in the postseason when it comes to March Madness. But maybe, just maybe, Bill Self has the right mix there with his freshmen that he has and the great recruiting class that he got there as well, to compete with those guys like the Dukes and Kentuckys, who I think Kentucky definitely a little overrated, at least early in the season. And Michigan State, again, another team that Kansas was able to beat early in the season. I almost think that those games came a little too early, to be honest with you, Mike.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things, Dorf, where, you know, you get these early season matchups and they're fun to watch because, you know, college basketball has such a high turnover in terms of its stars. That you really want to, you know, when we get these early season matchups like the Duke, the Kentuckys, the Kansas, the Michigan States, it draws a lot of attention. And I think Zion, you know, Zion to me was like a YouTube sensation. And my thing with Zion was like, does this guy shoot a jump shot? Like, does he lay it up? Does he, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the thing that I took away was that kid, Zion, he can handle the ball. Like he has, I mean, he doesn't have like Kyrie or Steph, you know, handle, but he can bring it up the court and he can pass it. He made some nice passes in that game against Kentucky. And R.J. Barrett, I think R.J. is going to be the number one pick. That kid's like a little of everything. He can bring it up court. You can post him up. He's tall. He's long. He's everything that the NBA is looking for in their positionless type of league that they have now. So, you know, if Duke just continues to do what they're going to do this year, by what we saw on, I think it was like, what, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, yeah. Something like that, it's going to be a fun thing to watch.
Hey, you know, real quickly, you touched on the Jimmy Butler trade to Philadelphia. Interesting. We'll see how that impacts them. Is he going to be a cancer? Is he a tough guy in the locker room? Is he going to be happy there? I mean, that is a team that's pretty close, I would think, to being a real serious threat in the Eastern Conference. So got to think that he's a much happier guy in that situation than he was there with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Your thoughts on that real quick.
No, I like the trade. All he wants to do is win. I do question, I mean, this is his third team in like, what, 3 years? And there's been questions about just his temperament. So we'll see how he blends in with the two young stars there in Philly. It'll be interesting.
Does Houston turn things around or what, man? I mean, they continue to look really bad.
Yeah, they continue to look real bad. Now there's reports that they're having discussions with Melo about his role with the team. So maybe, I don't know, Melo's worn out his welcome. I don't know. I mean, that's a scary situation down there in Houston.
Yeah, most definitely. And then the Lakers, man, picking up a little steam, winning two straight, up to 500 now, and maybe in the discussion of playoffs, man.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. But until they get shooters, I'm not really, counting on the Lakers to do too much this year.
I'm with you. The Jazz and the Pelicans, I think we'll figure it out, and I think Houston figures it out too. Does that leave room for the Lakers to make the playoffs? I don't think so, but we'll see. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Kyrie with the steal. All alone. Easy two. Kyrie. Makes the three.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour. We do have another hour coming at you. It'll be all NFL talk. in hour number two. That's the way we do it here on Sundays as we come to you live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do like your thoughts. We do like your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. You can follow us there, too. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Loving the comments that I'm getting from people on Facebook Live. You can always do me a favor there, too. Share the video. That's how other people can see what we're doing and how we talk about sports and whether or not they want to get involved and listen and maybe even chime in at times. Hey, Mike, hour number one's in the books, brother. Can't wait to talk to you about NFL football here in hour number two, okay?
Yep. Hour number two is going to be good. There's a lot of good NFL games today, and we'll see who separates themselves out from the others. So let's get to it.
Sounds good, man. Hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Nearly 70 world leaders gather in Paris to mark 100 years since the end of World War I. President Emmanuel Macron says millions of people made the ultimate sacrifice.
Souvenons-nous.
Let us remember.
N'oublions pas.
Let us not forget.
Car le souvenir de ces sacrifices
because
nous exhorte
the remembrance of these sacrifices urges us to be worthy of those that died for us.
President Trump was accompanied by the First Lady at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Malibu residents face even stronger winds today, and Cal Fire says around 24 people are dead. Malibu residents say they're not giving up.
You know, we thought we were ready. We'd hosed everything down. It's got to be strong. We rebuild. This is where we live.
In a series of tweets yesterday, President Trump said the state's deadly wildfires are a result of poor forest management and threatened to cut off federal aid. His tweet drew the ire of the leaders of firefighters' organizations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida says he has little confidence in the Senate and gubernatorial election recounts in Broward and Palm Beach counties.
We can no longer have confidence in these supervisors of elections to perform a recount when they have already violated the law, violated the Constitution, and violated court orders.
Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says now that they control the House, government should be more fair with new checks and balances.
Now, at least with Democrats being in the majority, we will be able to provide that check on the, you know, overreach or abuse of power and provide some accountability and oversight to this administration that appears to have been running amok.
An autopsy shows that the gunman who killed a dozen people in Thousand Oaks died from a self-inflicted gunshot. Police say 28-year-old Ian David Long, an ex-Marine machine gunner, shot and killed 11 people at the Borderline Bar and Grill, along with a police officer who responded just before midnight Wednesday. Police say the officer exchanged fire with Long, who was found dead at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The new senators and representatives elected in last week's midterms take office January 3rd, and with them comes the new phase of President Trump's term, with the Democrats controlling the House. Besides having the ability to investigate Trump and his staff, Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, head of the House Oversight Committee, tells ABC he's set to get to work in all those issues Trump was saying he wanted.
I'm laser focused on those issues that even President Trump says that he wants to work on, such as prescription drug prices, the high price of prescription drugs, such as making sure that we protect people with regard to pre-existing conditions. I must admit that he just came late in saying that, but, you know, if he wants to do that, that's fine.
New raids by ICE agents are raising eyebrows. USA's Wendy King has details.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have been serving inspection notices and arresting suspected undocumented workers at 98 7-Eleven stores in 17 states and Washington, D.C. According to Bloomberg, ICE and federal prosecutors in Brooklyn, New York, are engaged in criminal investigations of multiple franchises. 7-Eleven, the world's largest convenience chain store, has become the highest-profile target of a sweeping corporate immigration crackdown by President Trump.
Online shoppers in China shatter last year's record of $24 billion in sales for deals and discounts on the 10th annual Singles Day, which is similar to Cyber Monday in the U.S. For USA Radio.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the country, all over the globe, to be quite honest with you. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. This hour, we talk all NFL as we get you geared up and locked in and loaded, ready to go for the action here on Sunday, man, as we come to you live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. NFL, brother, NFL. How you feeling about the NFL, Mike Wilson?
Well, I'm feeling really good about it because, you know, Pittsburgh doesn't have to play today because they already smoked their opponent on Thursday night. So I'm just going to sit back and watch. I'm going to see how many just video game points Mahomes is going to put up against Arizona today.
Yeah, there's some interesting matchups. We're obviously going to get into that. Dez Bryant, unfortunately, wanted to come back really badly. He was picked up by the Saints, and, well, he tore his Achilles, man, and just kind of a little bit of a rough go, rough start for that. But you know what? A lot to get into, a lot to talk about. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can call us. Hit us up on Twitter. Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me. Folks, we'll be right back. Keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Let's talk some NFL.
watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, baby! We're going to be here all day, baby! I like this kind of party! I like this kind of party, baby!
In a 7-7 game, McCaffrey gets a fake. Big rush. He's in his end zone, and he throws the ball. It's going to be intercepted with that football running to the goal line for a touchdown.
Second and goal for Pittsburgh after a turnover on a kickoff return. Jalen Samuels is in. Roethlisberger will dump it to Samuels. Catch made at the 9. Turns it upfield. Dives to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown. Samuels goes airborne. And the Steelers tack on 6 more.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. And wow, what a night for Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Thursday night. 50-plus. Big Ben throws 5 TDs. I think he only had 3 incomplete passes on the whole day. And it's so funny, Mike. We always hear the so-called experts, right, talking about Big Ben and, oh, he looks old, he looks tired, he looks like he should retire. Well, and then he has a game like what he just had, 5 touchdowns, like I said, 3 incomplete passes on the whole night, just a great performance. And to be quite honest with you, man, really proud of the Pittsburgh Steelers and their ability to move on from guys. You know, a lot of times you let things linger, they become a problem, they become more and more of a problem. However, in this case, they believe in James Conner. They've changed their offensive line. Those guys have adapted to his style versus the way that Le'Veon runs, a little bit more patient runner. Probably have to do a little bit different type of blocking for Le'Veon than you do for James Conner. But the truth is, man, they've moved on. They're playing really good football right now. And I just have a weird feeling that somebody other than the New England Patriots is going to get to the Super Bowl out of the AFC, whether it's Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, the Steelers with Big Ben, or Phillip Rivers down there with the Chargers, who are playing really good football, and we're not talking much about them yet. But I just have a weird feeling that the path for the Patriots is not as easy as it's been in recent years, and one of these teams is going to knock them out. But very impressive. Very impressive performance from your Steelers on Thursday night, and it seems like they've definitely moved on from Le'Veon Bell.
Well, and they have. It's one of those things with Pittsburgh. They're one of the organizations in all of pro sports. Nobody's bigger than the organization. There's not one person, one management person that stands out above what the brand of the Steelers is, and they're showing that with, you know, moving on from Le'Veon Bell. I mean, I felt this for the past couple of weeks, that they have definitely moved on from Le'Veon, and it doesn't look like he's going to show up or report this year at all. So, you know, and the bottom line is, look, the NFL is all about production. What are you going to bring to the table to help your team win? And that's all those guys on Pittsburgh want to know. And guess what? James Conner is giving them a good chance to win the game. He's running the ball hard. He's running the ball a lot. Those offensive linemen, if you've watched the Pittsburgh Steelers game this weekend, they love this kid. Conner doesn't go off and shake Big Ben's hand first, or Juju Smith-Schuster's hand first, or AB's hand first. Who does he go to? He goes to his lineman, because he knows that's where his butter is bread. Right there, or his bread is buttered, whatever the saying is. But he is very thankful for the opportunity that he has. Everybody knows about the whole backstory, cancer backstory with him, and the comeback that he's made from that. So, they're moving on, and it just shows. It doesn't matter how good you are replaceable at the professional level. And James Conner is showing that Le'Veon Bell is replaceable.
Hey, accountability, man. That's the way it works, and you're 100% correct when you say that you're replaceable. Anybody and everybody's replaceable. The moment you think you're not replaceable, that's when you get replaced. Hey, let's hit on a couple of things here, and I want to go through the games, just let people know if they don't know the whole docket of games that we've got. Lions are playing the Bears. That's an interesting game there. Obviously, the Bears are leading the division. Lions on the outside looking in for sure. Saints and Bengals, that's another really good matchup. The Saints coming off of a very, very nice victory over the Rams. The Bengals have kind of been up and down the last few weeks, so they need a victory. The Saints are riding high. The Falcons play the Browns. I expect the Falcons to continue to play pretty good football as they have over the past couple few weeks now. Patriots and Titans, that's an interesting matchup. Titans are now at 500, so they could get over 500 with beating the Patriots. Jaguars and Colts. Jaguars got to figure things out. I think it's kind of nice to see the Colts on your schedule. Cardinals go to the Chiefs. That's a huge line there, 16.5, somewhere around there. So the odds makers don't really think the Cardinals have much chance, if any. And I'm with the odds makers. Bills play the Jets. That's one of those who cares games. Redskins play the Buccaneers. That's interesting for the Redskins. You know, they're coming off of a loss to Atlanta last week, and you know they got to keep winning because the Eagles are coming at some point, so they better keep winning. Chargers, I talked a little bit about them playing pretty well right now, 6-2, by the way. They play the Raiders. I expect Phillip Rivers to have an absolutely enormous day throwing the ball for them. So we'll see what kind of numbers he throws up. Dolphins play the Packers. That's your other team, by the way, Mike Wilson. Not the Packers, but the Dolphins. My team's the Packers. Yep. Looking to be back to average, if you ask me. Going to 3-4 right now, trying to get to 4-4-1 on the season as the Packers. Dolphins, they're still above 500, actually. Seahawks play the Rams, and you know what? They play the Rams pretty tough, man. And I know that this is a relatively big number at 9, but for some reason, the Seahawks seem to play this team pretty well. I expect that one to be closer than the experts do. The Sunday nighter is the Cowboys and the Eagles. I expect that to be a fun game, too. And we already talked a little bit about the Steelers, who won 52-21 behind Big Ben's 5 touchdowns, 328 yards. And like I said, he went 22 of 25 on the night. Hey, let's talk a little bit about the Panthers real quickly. And then, by the way, the Monday nighter, another game that I'm not so sure that people really care about. Giants play the 49ers. Panthers, they were playing pretty well up until this game. And I do think that they're a team that will make the playoffs in the NFC, but I don't know if they have what it takes to beat the Saints, who's in their division, or the Rams, who's also in the NFC. Are you buying in? Are you sold on the Panthers? What's your take on them? I know you like Christian McCaffrey, so.
Yeah. No, I am a McCaffrey fan. Once again, you can't really hide your Pac-12 loyalties there. But, no, I mean, they're clearly probably the third-best team in the NFC, just above Washington maybe. But, you know, the Rams and the Saints, I mean, the Saints to me right now are the class of the NFC with the Rams right on their heels. I don't think Carolina matches up very well with them. I think New Orleans and I think the Rams both have too much speed for Carolina to deal with. You have Cam Newton, but, you know, you never know what you're going to get, if I can coin Forrest Gump there, with Cam Newton. I mean, it seems like one week he's the world beater, the next, like, he can't connect on a pass. His passes are high. Which kind of disrupts the whole offensive scheme, the whole offensive flow of his team. So, you know, if Cam Newton was a little bit more, just even keel and consistent, I would buy into them more. But right now, man, I mean, Drew Brees and Jared Goff and both those offenses, makes you really pause when it comes to Carolina.
Where do you have the Minnesota Vikings in this equation? Because we've neglected them a little bit. And
right.
Obviously, they brought Cousins in there to get them over the hump. Where do you see them fitting in this discussion?
Well, I mean, would you agree that they're probably top four in the NFC?
I mean, again, I don't know. Based on their record, I don't know. Again, this is really tough right now because I think that there's so many teams in the NFC that are pretty good. And it's going to – the next couple few weeks, man, I think you separate the men from the boys. You separate the contenders from the pretenders. And I do hear the music, which means we got to take another quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that, and we'll continue talking about the NFL on the other side. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
At the 25, three tight ends in this formation, Olsen, Manhurts, and Thomas, McCaffrey to the left of Newton. They'll toss it to him. Catch made at the 20. McCaffrey to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Christian McCaffrey, second of the night. And he waltzes in untouched, 25 yards.
This is Dorf on Sports.
use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The 2 for Pittsburgh. Steelers trying to add to their lead. Roethlisberger on again. Connor up the middle. Powers his way in. Touchdown, Steelers. James Connor bulldozes to the end zone.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Speaking of bulldozing, we're bulldozing right through the NFL here on the program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, talk to us about what's going on in the NFL at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so to maybe answer your question a little bit better, Mike Wilson, when you were talking about some of the, like, who's the best and putting the Vikings in the top four. Well, here's what I will tell you. I still think that the New England Patriots are the best team in the AFC. And the reason is, first and foremost, they've won six straight. Them, along with the Texans, have won six straight. The Steelers now have won five straight. There's a lot of teams that are on rolls that I'm seeing in the AFC versus in the NFC. There are definitely some teams that are on rolls, but you know, you have the Kansas City Chiefs who have won a bunch. The Chargers have won a bunch. The Texans have won a bunch. The Steelers have won a bunch. The Patriots have won a bunch. Patriots are the best team. I would put the Steelers right up there right now, to be quite honest with you. I think that they're solid. Kansas City, I'd put them up there. The Texans, I'd put up there. And then I'd put the Chargers up there as far as it goes in the AFC. In the NFC, it's like, wow, you have the New Orleans Saints, you have the Rams, and then you have everybody else, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm not totally bought into the Washington Redskins yet. However, they are leading that division. We'll see what happens after today if they still are leading the division. The Panthers, I think that they're a pretty good football team. I'm not totally sold on the Vikings yet, to be honest with you. And I'm definitely not sold on the Bears. So I think that there's a lot of good teams in the NFC, but I think that there's two teams that are really, really good, and that's who everybody's chasing right now, and that's the Saints and the Rams.
No, I'm right there with you. I mean, you know, they brought in Cousins there in Minnesota, and it was, you looked at that with the money that they spent on him and went, man, this has to be Super Bowl or bust for Minnesota, otherwise it's a complete failure of a season. So right now I would agree that it's the Saints and the Rams and everybody else. And you're spot on with your take with the AFC. You know, until someone knocks off New England, New England's the best team in the AFC. And I agree with you that Pittsburgh is right on their heels. They're playing some really good ball. Kansas City. Everybody is still in love with Kansas City, but I think there's a little hesitation with it because Kansas City usually, you know, towards the end of the season kind of fades a little bit. They lose some games that they shouldn't. They lose momentum, all that kind of thing. So I think people are waiting to see if Kansas City truly is one of the teams that you can trust and that you can bet on come the postseason. So, you know, there's just a lot of interesting things that are going on in both these conferences. And it just makes for appointment television. It just makes people go to the TV and watch these games because, you know, there is a little bit of depth in terms of who the good teams are this year.
You know, I was a little surprised and shocked at how the Texans got out of the gate because they got out pretty slow, obviously. They start the season out 0-3, and you're saying, wow, you know, they've got too much talent for them to be playing this poorly at this point in time. They've obviously have they've switched a gear. They've picked it up. That they're winners of six straight in the AFC right now. And with that being said, I said a few weeks ago, even when they were kind of struggling, that I figured at some point they were going to be a team that was definitely formidable. But they're also going to be a team that I think contends and competes for the AFC. You know, I think that this could be the year that the Patriots get knocked out because you do have a bunch of quality teams in the AFC from the Steelers. The Bengals aren't all that bad either. The Texans, that's a pretty good football team. Kansas City and the Chargers. So I almost feel like if there is a time to get the Patriots, this would be the year because they don't have a cakewalk to the Super Bowl, at least so far. And again, a lot can happen in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks of the NFL season. But I just feel like there's enough good teams this year in the AFC that if they don't have home field advantage, they could be in trouble. If they have to go to play at Kansas City, you know, late in December, January, those times, man, It is tough, and it's great to have that home field advantage. So I just feel like if there is a year, if there is a time to get the Patriots, this might be it, Mike Wilson.
And you just hit the nail on the head there in terms of home field advantage, and that's where I was going to go next. If the Patriots drop a game, maybe two, coming down the stretch here, and don't end up having that home field, You nailed it, man. I mean, going to Arrowhead, you know, with that crowd, that's a tough place to play. You go to Pittsburgh, even though they've been there in the playoffs, that's a tough place to play. You know, and you wouldn't think they would drop this far, but if the Chargers had it, there's a lot of things still up in the air, and if the Patriots have to go on the road, man, That makes it a little bit more difficult, and these other teams and their shots at getting to the Super Bowl increase, having that home field advantage.
Yeah, I mean, home field advantage, I think, is going to play a very, very big factor in the postseason, like it always does. And you know, it's just if there is a time to get them, man, I just feel like this might be that time. And you know, they've got a tough game against the Titans, who figured out a way to make themselves a little bit more relevant with a couple of nice victories that they've had recently. And it looks like Mariota's figuring out his way there a little bit. And it seems like the Titans are kind of getting back to the way they were last year. And with that being said, what's up with the Jaguars, bro? I mean, they were a team that got to the AFC Championship. They beat the Patriots early in the season. Everyone was talking again, like, wow, this team is legit. It wasn't just a one-year wonder. They're going to be right back to where they were. They're sitting at 3-5. They've lost four straight. They've got all kinds of questions at the quarterback spot for them with Blake Bortles. The offense is just not clicking at all since that Patriot game, to be honest with you. So what's up with the Jaguars? Do they have time to turn it around?
They have very little time to turn it around. But, you know, the other thing that you're missing in there, and I'm sure you're aware of it. I mean, you're a smart guy. At least I think you are a smart guy. is the absence of Leonard Fournette. I mean, they had Leonard Fournette last year just banging away, bruising, going, running between the tackles, taking it outside, that kind of thing. And that made life for Blake Bortles a heck of a lot easier to do what he showed last year. And he doesn't have that option. He hasn't had Fournette, and I'm not sure if he's going to have him today or not. So, you know, not having Fournette has been a big monkey wrench in the Jaguars' plan so far this year.
No, that's a great point. Obviously, when you take away a huge piece to the puzzle like Leonard Fournette, it's going to make more of the weight on Blake Bortles' shoulders to handle, which, you know, obviously he struggles when he has to carry more of the weight. But they're an interesting mess there, because I think that they were expecting to be right back in the AFC playoff hunt, and right now they're definitely on the outside looking in. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'm hearing the music behind me, so we're going to do it, Mike Wilson. When we come back, like we always do, we're going to break down the games and give our analysis on what we think is going to happen in the game. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
First down and goal, Jacksonville leading 17-10. Ball just over the 2-yard line, I formation. Fournette is the tailback. Bortles will go under center, two tight ends right, one tight end left. Bortles takes the snap. He's back. He hands it to Fournette. Running left side. Powers his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple microbrews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books? We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guide 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at Books.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
Don't go into a football betting weekend blind. Listen to four-time champion handicapper Ron Raymond from The Raymond Report as Ron will share his pro and college football forecast each and every Friday night with Fred Wallen on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Get the latest tip sheet information sports bettors are trusting with their money.
You're going to play a suit right here, Ray.
The palms of your hands will thicken. The skin of your cheek will tan.
It don't matter, just start lightning.
You'll grow ragged and weary and wet, but you must do the best you can.
Any
do you fear the force of the wind, the slash of the rain? Go face them and fight them. Be savage again.
Third down and 10. Cousins, end zone, flag, touchdown, Vikings, and Aldrick Robinson. But a flag is down on the play. The indication it's against Los Angeles. What a drive, what a catch. And welcome to the Vikings, Aldrick Robinson.
Kareem Hunt, hands on his knees to the left of Patrick Mahomes, retreats after locating the Mike backer. Delayed blitz by New England. Mahomes, corner pattern, right. He wants Tyreek Hill, makes the catch. Far side, touchdown, Kansas City. The Cheetah burned him last year. He burns him tonight and burns Devin McCourty on a 14-yard corner pattern.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the favorite time for me, to be honest with you, on the show when we talk about all the games that are going to be happening today, and we break them down, give you our analysis, and who we think is going to win those games. Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. We can talk to you for about another 20 minutes or so at 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. Speaking of which, you can always catch me late night on the NFL Rewind right on Sports Overnight America. That starts also at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We go into the wee hours of the night talking about the action, and then we look forward to, obviously, Monday Night Football. But, Mike, as always, time to get into the games and the action. Bears and Lions, this game is in Chicago, going to be a little bit cold. Obviously, you have that dome team coming to a cold weather place. The Bears are a touchdown favorite. I do like the Bears. I think it's going to be wacky and wild. I do think they get it done somehow, some way. They figure out a way to get a victory over the Lions, who have been very up and down, let's be honest, all season long.
Yeah, they have been all up and down, and I'm with you on this one. I think Chicago gets it done. I think Chicago wins by about 10 points, and, you know, they kind of you know, they take a little bit more control of their season.
Yeah, Patricia hasn't been all that great there with the Lions in his first year. And most of that tree, the umbrella from Bill Belichick, struggles when they leave him. Saints and Bengals, I think this is one of the better matchups, to be quite honest with you, Mike. Obviously, the Saints coming off of a huge victory for them. The Bengals, if I'm not mistaken, they're a little bit up and down. I'm not sure that AJ Green is going to go, if he's able to go for them today. So I think the Saints win again on the road, man. I like the Saints once again.
No, I like the Saints as well. I mean, that offense, I mean, let's face it, that offense is just clicking. You got Drew Brees, who I believe if he gets three touchdown passes today, he goes to number two all time on the list. Of all-time touchdown passes, so that would be something to watch for as well. But I think the Saints win by about 10.
Good stat there, by the way. Falcons and Browns going at it. Falcons have definitely figured things out. And again, when you're struggling to get to 500 or have a chance to get over 500, I think you are very encouraged and you welcome the sign or the sight of the Cleveland Browns, even if you have to go to their house to do it. I like the Falcons to win again here on the road.
You know what? I'm going to go with Cleveland with the upset this week. And I think Baker Mayfield has a game today. I think they kind of pull it together and they win a close one by like a field goal.
All right, we'll see what happens there. Patriots and Titans. Patriots look to be about a touchdown favorite on the road. I think the Titans need this game more than the Patriots. So I'm just going to say for the heck of it that I think the Titans figure out a way to beat the Patriots at home and get themselves back in their division race a little bit more with the Houston Texans.
See, I'm going to go with New England. I think they're getting to that time of the year where they realize home field, and we were just talking about if they didn't have home field, what it could mean for them. I think they kind of have that in the back of their mind, like, okay, we got to go into Nashville and take this game so we can have a better shot at having home field advantage. So I'm going to go with the Patriots winning this one over the Titans.
All right, Jaguars and Colts. Look, I got to think that the Jaguars are going to figure out a way to get a victory over the lowly Colts.
Right.
I'm going with the Jaguars with or without Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to go with the Jags here. Like you said, with or without Leonard Fournette. And maybe Blake Bortles has a big game today. Who knows? Maybe he puts his team on his back this one time and gets a big win for them.
Speaking of putting their team on their back, Adrian Peterson, Larry Fitzgerald, maybe the whole state of Arizona is going to have to put the Cardinals on their back for them to be able to dethrone the Chiefs, who are playing fantastic football, like we said, 8-1 on the season, 4-0 at home, a very, very tough place to play at Arrowhead Stadium there in Kansas City, Missouri. I think this gets pretty ugly, and I think it gets ugly pretty quickly. I think you're going to see a team that puts 40 points on the board from the Chiefs, and you know the Cardinals are going to struggle to put 20 points on the board. So I like the Chiefs in kind of a massacre.
Yeah, this is going to be a Kansas City massacre today. This is going to be an Xbox game where, you know, you're playing, the computer's playing you, and the computer just smokes you. Mahomes is going to throw for 400 yards today. Going to be video game results for Kansas City.
Bills and Jets. I don't even know why I just said that, because I don't care about this game at all, to be quite honest with you, but it is on the docket and they have to play it. So I'm just going to go with the Jets because they're at home and you're talking about two really bad football teams. So I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I like the Jets at home.
Yeah, I like the Jets at home. I like Sam Darnold to come back from his 4-interception game last week at home in Buffalo with their quarterback situation. That's just a hot mess of garbage.
Yeah, Redskins and Buccaneers, Alex Smith, Adrian Peterson. Alex Smith has gotten better like a fine wine, let's be honest. Adrian Peterson has turned the clock back. 131 carries, a little bit over 600 yards and 4 touchdowns on the season. I think that if you would have said, hey, this is what the numbers would be for him at the halfway point, I think people would be more than happy with that from Adrian Peterson. Buccaneers are a little bit of a mess as well. They're at the quarterback situation. So I'm going to say I like the Redskins to pull out a really, really tough one on the road against the Buccaneers.
I'm going to go with the Buccaneers at home today. Okay. I think they're a desperate team, and desperate teams do desperate things. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay today.
Chargers and Raiders. Raiders have made it pretty clear they're not trying, man. They've given up. I think this is a huge day for Phillip Rivers and the Los Angeles Chargers. I think they go in there and they clean up, man. This is a big victory for them. Maybe five touchdown type of game for Phillip Rivers. They crushed the Raiders today.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're going to light this hot mess of garbage up in Oakland, and yeah, Phillip Rivers is going to have a big day and going to pad his stats. So Chargers in a big win.
All right, Packers at home, where it's going to be about 25 degrees, playing against the Dolphins, who usually play in 80 degrees. You got to think advantage Green Bay Packers. With that being said, the number of 10.5, I don't see the Packers blowing anybody out very often, so I'd be a little hesitant on that. However, I do think they get the victory at home. They keep themselves somewhat relevant in the NFC at this point, especially in their own division. If somehow, some way, the Bears lose to the Lions, that helps the Packers. And then, obviously, you know, the Vikings, they're not playing, so that's a good thing. The Packers can get themselves a victory, get themselves back to 500, and you know what? Keep themselves somewhat relevant in the NFC, Mike Wilson.
Right. You know, I've been a Dolphin fan since I was a kid, but I'm fairly aware that when Miami goes on the road to a cold weather city, it doesn't work well for them. So Green Bay is going to win this pretty big today. I see Aaron Rodgers, kind of like Mahomes, having a big day against that Miami defense.
Seahawks and Rams, I've said it many times. The Seahawks, you know what? Say what you want about them. Everyone's down on them. They're 4-4, which isn't great, but they do play the Rams pretty well. At least the past few seasons, they've played them pretty well. Rams are favored by 9 points here. I think this is closer than people think. I think the Seahawks will play them pretty tough. I think the blueprint is out there on how to beat the Rams to a certain degree. So we'll see if Russell Wilson can take advantage of that secondary, which he's going to be quite honest with you. So I think the Rams win, but I think it's closer than the experts think, Mike.
Yeah, I think the Rams win as well. I do agree with you that the blueprint is out there about how to attack the LA defense and that secondary. So I think Goff and Gurley, you know, Brandon Cooks, get it done. I think they win by about 6 or 7, you know, but win by a touchdown.
Eagles and Cowboys, the Sunday nighter. You have the link. They're playing at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Eagles, they've struggled. Let's be honest, man. I mean, you know, Nick Foles started the season off for them. Didn't start off with a splash. It looked like they had that Super Bowl hangover to a certain degree. They're 4-4. They're not leading their division. However, again, if they win, the Skins lose, then you have yourself a tie at first place in their division. But is this the time when the Eagles maybe make a little bit of their move? Are they setting themselves up to go on a 3-5 game win streak right now?
You would hope so. I mean, you would hope that the defending champs have some fight left in them. I mean, they just acquired Golden Tate, another weapon for Carson Wentz, and it'll be interesting to see how they blend him in with that offense. I think Philly wins this today. I think Philly wins it by like 2 touchdowns. And then who knows from there? I mean, if this is the start of the roll, this is when you want to start that roll going into the second half of the season.
Well, and then just with that being said, who, as far as coaches go, do you think is on the hot seat? I mean, Jason Garrett's got to be on the hot seat. Is Mike McCarthy on the hot seat? You know, some teams that have more talent than you would think as far as the way that they're playing right now, who do you think's on the hot seat?
Well, you named the two guys that came to mind first, and the conventional wisdom would be that, you know, Jason Garrett in Dallas would be, I mean, because they're not going to make – they're on the verge of not making the playoffs for the 7th time in 9 years, dude. Like, yeah. If that was you or me, we'd be gone. But something between Garrett and Jerry Jones, man. Jones does not want to get rid of him for some reason. I think the Arizona head coach, Wilkes, I think he's on the hot seat even after, you know, this just being his first year, because it's gone. It's been such a disaster. What about the Jacksonville coach, dude? Do you think that guy would be on the hot seat?
I mean, look, I think that they had such a great season that it's you want to hope that they're going to get right back there. But truth be told, man, it's really tough. And they're not, maybe they weren't as good as they really were last year. Maybe they were a little bit worse. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We're going to come back with our final parting shots, as we always do. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. You can always catch me late night on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. That does start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We come to you live each and every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I do that with Mike Wilson each and every week. Hey, real quickly, I do want to give a shout out to all the veterans, obviously, that have made the way for us here to be doing what we do, and those past and present and all those that have fought and, you know, for giving their lives for us to be able to do what we do. We appreciate it greatly. So I do not want to be without saying that today here on the program. But, Mike, as always, it is parting shot time. You're up, my friend. I don't know where Mike is, so maybe it is a parting shot.
No, I mean, oh, there he is. I'm right here. Yeah, no. You took my parting shot, buddy. But anyway, my parting shot on a, I know, you jacked it. But anyways, hey, with today's games, man, it's going to be interesting to see how the Rams handle Seattle and Russell Wilson and just, you know, New Orleans. Can they go in there and continue to roll? Can Atlanta continue to roll a little bit? Just it's appointment television today once again in the NFL.
No, I'm with you, and I'm sorry for stealing your thunder on that, but obviously we've gone the whole couple hours that we talk on the air today, and we didn't mention anything about the veterans and how important they are, and how important it is for the people that are continuing to serve this country. And again, it gives you and I the opportunity to do stuff like we're doing, which is talk about sports each and every Sunday to people. So we really do appreciate you people, the veterans past, and everybody that's serving for us now in the country. But anyways, as always, man, so much to talk about, never enough time to do it. Obviously got to thank Scott for all the great stuff that he does for us on the other side of the glass, making it all possible. For Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.